Good morning. It's Thursday, May 7th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the Morning News. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. Canada is confronting a growing separatist debate, and now foreign interference concerns are adding fuel to the fire. A new report released Wednesday says actors linked to Russia and the United States are amplifying Alberta separatist narratives online. Researchers from several Canadian groups say social media campaigns, AI-generated content, and coordinated messaging are being used to exploit long-standing frustrations in the oil-rich province over federal policies from Ottawa. The warning comes just days after separatist organizers claimed they gathered enough signatures to trigger a referendum vote that could happen as early as October. Polls still show only about a quarter of Albertans support independence. Researchers say the concern now is not just political division, but protecting Canada's democratic institutions from outside influence. Another news. A lakeside gathering in Oklahoma turned deadly after gunfire erupted during a crowded party near Arcadia Lake. Police say an 18-year-old woman was killed, and at least 22 others were injured Sunday night during what officials described as an unsanctioned event promoted on social media. Authorities say hundreds of young adults had gathered at the reservoir when shots were fired around 9 p.m. Several victims suffered gunshot wounds, while others were hurt in the chaos that followed. Some victims were taken to hospitals by ambulance, while others drove themselves for treatment. More than 2 days later, no arrests have been announced, though police say they do not believe there is an ongoing threat to the public. Investigators are continuing to review evidence and identify suspects as families seek answers after the violence. Around the world. Diplomatic talks over Iran may be gaining momentum, even as tensions remain high across the Middle East. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he believes the war with Iran could be over quickly, after reports emerged that the United States and Iran are reviewing a proposed framework for broader nuclear negotiations. According to Axios, the draft memo includes a suspension of Iranian uranium enrichment, sanctions relief, and reopening shipping lanes through the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian officials confirmed the proposal is under review, though some lawmakers in Tehran dismissed it as unrealistic. Pakistan has been acting as a mediator between the two sides. Meanwhile, both Washington and Tehran continue exchanging warnings, and Israeli strikes on Lebanon this week have raised fears that the conflict could still widen, despite ongoing ceasefire efforts. Another news. France is moving military assets closer to the Gulf as international powers prepare for a possible mission in the Strait of Hormuz. French officials confirmed Wednesday that the aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle is heading toward the southern Red Sea to preposition for a multinational operation aimed at restoring safe navigation through the critical waterway. Around one-fifth of the world's crude oil normally passes through the strait, but traffic has nearly stopped since conflict escalated earlier this year. President Emmanuel Macron and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer are leading discussions involving more than 40 countries on a defensive maritime mission once fighting subsides. French officials say the goal is to stabilize global trade and energy markets while encouraging renewed diplomacy between Iran and the United States. Another news. In Lebanon, Israel has carried out its first strike on Beirut since a ceasefire with Hezbollah was agreed last month. Israeli officials say the attack targeted a commander from Hezbollah's elite Radwan force in the southern suburbs of the capital. Lebanese authorities reported casualties in southern Lebanon as fighting between the two sides continues despite the truce. The strike comes at a sensitive moment, as the broader U.S.-Iran ceasefire has depended in part on reducing tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam said discussions with Israel remain limited and focused mainly on maintaining the ceasefire. Israel says Hezbollah has continued launching rockets and drones toward its forces, while Lebanon is demanding a timetable for Israeli troop withdrawals from southern areas still under military control. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.